Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is an absolute tool with an unpopular opinion that white people love dogs because deep down, they miss owning slaves and are desperate for something to control. There's only one problem with that theory. White people domesticated dogs long before they even had slaves. And every race has used dogs, not just white folks. Yes, some people really are this dumb. So if a black man owns a dog, does that mean that they're exploiting a brother? Up next, speaking of racism, this sign language gorilla in San Diego has his computer privileges restricted after developing racist, sexist views. I would like to know how they measure gorilla racism and how they define it. You know, it's bad on the left coast in San Diego when the gorillas are more base than the humans taking care of them. Next thing you know, they'll put Momo here in jail. I hope they taught him how to identify PDF files so he takes care of business in prison. Number 3, Mia Khalifa is at it again. This time she's mocking US military service members, hoping they get PTSD. First she attacked Israel and now this. I don't understand why people keep listening to this jizz mop. Sounds like someone needs to deport Khalifa back to the part of the world that she came from, if she doesn't like the people in the country she's in. She's in the news trying to stay relevant, so more people subscribe to her Lonely Fools page. Moving on, the UN says that of all the journalists killed in 2021, 11% were women. But in 2020, that number was 6%, and they want people to stop targeting female journalists. But what about the 89% of journalists that are men? They don't matter now, do they? 89% killed are males, women most affected. So I guess militaries and governments need to make sure that that 100% target is only men. Got it. Number 5, this is what it's like living in Ontario. I live in Mississauga next to Toronto, and when I go to my local Costco or Walmart, it's 80% South Asians and Indians. Ontario is quickly becoming the new India. This is happening everywhere. Big cities like Toronto, smaller ones like Belleville and Cambridge. Everywhere. As the wealth inequality in Canada continues to grow, Indians are being brought in because they won't riot even if they face extreme poverty. Just don't bother them about their religion. Up next, here's the difference between the trailer and the actual gameplay. The ironic thing is that the characters in modern video games have even less cleavage than the girl on the right. But of course, the trailer shows you some giant chesticles to basically get you interested. They have to advertise to get men to buy the game, and when we do, they do the old bait and switch. Number 7, the whole world could go to hell in a handbasket, and women would still be thankful for their abortion rights. Women would run our civilization like a bunch of bonobos, with the pleasure of having sex at the core of their matriarchal society. People say that abortion is women's primary motivator. I disagree. It's unbridled sexual hedonism with zero consequences. It's the only real power and drive that they have, to get pleasure from sex as well as attention. We can't forget that too. Moving on, this woman is upset because this guy just nutted in her and is now watching the Joe Rogan podcast. It's good that a man knows what his priorities are. Step up, honey, looks like he's waiting for you to make him a sandwich instead of wasting your time posting on social media. A man that's got post nut clarity is a good man because he's not cuddling with her like a he bitch. Every time I see this, I ponder her eyeshadow choice. Number 9, for the people that say that genes won't matter, a study finds that white babies recognize themselves in a mirror at 15 months, while black kids didn't recognize themselves in a mirror until they were 6 years old. I was like, wait, that can't be right, and it has to be made up. But apparently it's real, and the kids they used for the test were in Kenya. Up next, we have a 2-year-old chimp asking the question, who's that handsome devil in a mirror? Also, present-day sub-Saharan Africans can trace about 19% of their DNA to Homo erectus. That is not found in the DNA of Asians and Caucasians. Up next is someone complaining about Elon Musk firing 3/4 of his Twitter staff. And now he's planning on starving the rest by forcing them to pay for their own lunches, which used to be free in the company cafeteria. They can pay for their own goddamn sandwich. And if you want to eat for free, then join the military. It was probably only the woke employees that didn't know how to feed themselves. The rest were competent adults that could pay for their own food. Number 11 looks like Tom Holland and Zendaya were spotted together in New York. Wowie shorts, and I wonder if they use the bucket method of birth control. Also, where did she get all those cherry fruit roll-ups to make that dress? Lately, she's also been hiring new makeup and hair people, and now looks like she's actually feminine. I'm pretty surprised because I thought for some reason they broke up a long time ago. Moving on, here's a woman who's actually good at driving, pondering if she might be transgender, especially because she's doing well at parallel and reverse parking. Maybe it's time to get those tatas torn off. Apparently, she also knows how to get where she's going without a GPS or even asking for directions. This can't possibly be a real headline, but it sure is funny. Number 13, is this true that people in Israel want a greater Israel? Apparently, this is drawn up in Theodore Herzl's diaries. If it's true, I don't have any issue with it, but you can sure bet that the neighbors of Israel sure will. But I doubt this plan will ever happen because Israel couldn't even retaliate against Iran properly, because their air defenses would have shot down too many of their airplanes. Apparently, the Iranian missile defense shield proved itself to be better than the Israeli one. Up next is Whedon's Law. The law states that the more vocal a man is about being a feminist, the more likely he is to be compensating for being a sexual predator. Maybe he was just saying he is a feminist, so they would keep on letting him make movies. I bet you anything the most celebrities that state they're feminists probably hate it, and are just saying that as a sort of humiliation ritual so they can keep getting paid in the biz. Number 15, what would you do if this woman walked into your store saying she hears that the manager is pretty strong? But I bet this Karen isn't even looking for the manager. She's looking for the last Dragon Ball. Super Saiyan Karen, watch out, guys. And the manager suddenly hears the final boss music and panics. How does Super Karen even get her hair to stand up like that? That's what I want to know. Moving on, catfishing should be illegal. What do you guys think of Rose Marie? Look past the pink hair and rose ring being massive red flags. At least she looks thin and has somewhat of a welcoming face. But then check out her full body shot before asking her out. Then it's no longer catfishing, but fatfishing. And this is the same type of woman that accuses men of lying. I never would have guessed that she was also a foodie. Number 17, the singer Lily Allen, I used to find her attractive in her early 20s, says that she earns more money from feet pics on Lonely Fools than Spotify. If I had a foot fetish, I'd drive around in Amish country checking out all those sexy barefoot Bettys. As for Lily Allen, it just shows you how little in demand her music is. She only had 2 or 3 songs that I liked early on in her career. I can listen to them on YouTube, so why do I need to pay for them on Spotify? Up next, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is offering women who have 4 kids the offer to never pay income tax again. Hungary is beautiful and based. Russia tried doing the same thing and bribed women to have more children, and it got the fertility rates up a little bit, but bribing women doesn't get your fertility rates anywhere near replacement. There are 2 options. Men either use surrogacy in artificial wombs one day to reproduce, or we take women's rights away. I say technology should be used. Traditionalism will fail. Number 19, the last Blockbuster video store in Bend, Oregon was apparently going to close at the end of October 2024. But the store says that this is fake news and that they'll remain open. Here's the look on people over 30 when they see the last Blockbuster closing up. I'm planning on heading up to the last Jumbo Video in Canada, which was our version of Blockbuster. And it's also where you could get free popcorn while deciding which videos to rent. Moving on, in high school, the good guy chases the good girl, but the good girl chases the a-hole instead. And the a-hole chases the sluts. But 10 years later, the order has been reversed. If you look closely, you'll realize that the good girl is actually the real slut, not to mention also a gold digger. And if you notice, the good guy still doesn't have anyone. I also love how the blonde's chesticles are sagging after those 10 years. That was a nice touch. Number 21, someone says that they can't believe someone would dig a pond shaped like a kidney bean. If I was a kidney failure patient, I would be offended by that pond. And wouldn't it all be offended by the other pond to the left that looks like a giant phallus? that's probably Obama's murder pond. In case you still can't see it, there it is circled. Up next, the top OnlyFans creator retires at 28, after earning $67 million in only 3 years. All thanks to the millions of husbands out there that aren't having sex with their wives, that are living in dead bedrooms making up the majority of her customer base. But I think she'll be back in a few years after making all that money and spending it. OF has admitted that only 5% of accounts make any money at all. That just shows you that even men are only attracted to the top 5% of the opposite sex. Number 23, don't be this guy, the cleanup man. He moved states to be with the woman, knowing that she was a single mother of five. He left his life behind and took on the burden of raising kids that weren't his. Then she had a sixth kid with him to anchor him to her. She says there he is making steak dinner. There he is making the steak like a real man waiting for his wife to come home. Is this what the modern man looks like in 2024? Moving on, this guy has an idea so crazy that it might just work. He says that he's going to identify as a carry-on bag because United Airlines now has a new non-binary option where you can fly how you identify. And if it works, he might have to ride in the overhead compartment. If he's going to do this, then I'm going to identify as a stewardess so the airlines can actually pay me while I'm flying. Then again, maybe I'll identify as the captain and do some loop-de-loops with the aircraft like the Sky King. Rest in peace, legend. Number 25 and the last one, it looks like this woman shows the bear. A polar bear at the Berlin Zoo, to be exact. And don't worry, she survived as the animal's trainer saved her life. I can see why she picked the bear. It's safer than being around men these days. She decided that she was going to swim up to the animal during feeding time. Not a smart move. The bear was later accused of misogyny and forced to take sensitivity training. The only reason this was even in the news was because the bear was white. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.